vodka is bombed.
Or so.
Rob.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
Where the hell is my overall? Jesus.
Rob.
Deuce McAllister.
Little Deuce Coop, you don't know. You don't know what I...
And then back to Johnny Norman.
Jeff Wilkins,
place kicker.
And then Lily. Lily?
Yeah.
Lisa, you're on the clock.
Charlie, we're doing a radio show, and if you're going to just talk
Bart,
the whole time, share with the rest.
What are you talking to Charlie about?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
Are they already making a trade?
No. I had asked Charlie, if I could have a printout of his sheet, and he said sure. So he picked Mathis, and I'm looking on the thing, and I can't find it either. And he said no, it won't be on yours because I took it off before I printed you out a copy because I didn't want you to take him.
There you go.
That is so cruel.
Look at Mike. Look at Mike now.
How's everybody doing?
You're so funny. Oh, all right. You're going to add a little mix to that.
We're almost out of mix, everybody.
Oh, dear.
Ooh, scary time.
Lily, who are you picking?
Rob, thanks. Okay.
Lisa.
Yeah. Hi.
Serious.
David Akers.
David Green Akers.
Kicker.
To
Mike. Good for you.
Miguel O'Mara.
Peerless Price.
Quick pick. Two, Damian Bart.
Eric Moulds.
Nope. Eric Moulds, gone. Don't disappoint me, boy.
I won't. Thank you.
Father.
Father. Father. It's like, what's the cartoon?
Father.
When Sylvester the cat has a little kid.
Oh, that's right, Father.
Little cat.
Marty.
I'll take Frank Wycheck.
No, you won't. He is off the board.
Television by Curtis Mathis. These televisions are fine now.
Tim Couch.
Tim Couch, available. That would be to me.
Tim Couch Potato.
To me personally, and I will go with...
You're out of time.
No, that was too quick.
I know.
I will go with Trent Green. To Buzz.
Finally, a quarterback.
Is wide receiver Tim Brown still available?
He was just taken.
Okay, then Chris Chambers. Chris Chambers, then.
Running back. Wide receiver, Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And you have another pick.
Oh, okay. Let's make it the Redskins defense, please.
Okay. To moi. Give me. Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. Yeah, Sebastian Bach. Janikowski.
Position? Kicker.
Kicker. To Bart.
John Hall.
Kicker. Jets. To Mike.
Has Michael Bennett been taken?
Yes.
Sorry, gang.
I told you to cross him off.
Forgive me, what did Bart just draft? What kicker?
John Hall.
Garrison Hurst.
Ooh, okay, you got it. Lisa.
Sorry.
Lily.
Travis Henry.
To John Norman.
Hate to break out the rookies early, but Clinton Portis.
Who?
Clinton Portis. Running back for the Denver Broncos.
Right. Clinton Portis from the Denver Broncos. And Robbie, you are on the clock.
That's nice.
Clinton Portis. Although, wouldn't Orlando's Gary start before Clinton Portis?
He's not been getting the carries in training camp. They've been giving all the...
And they moved Mike Anderson to fullback, right?
Yeah. And Terrell Davis might as well just be dead.
Robay?
Wide receiver, Kevin Johnson.
Kevin Johnson, the Cleveland Browns.
Rob, you sound like you were at the stadium then.
Kevin Johnson!
Well, that means we go to Broyhill for two picks in a row.
Deuce Staley.
Ah!
I'll trade you.
All right.
My running back for one of your running backs.
Wait, wait. All
right.
What are we going to do right now?
No.
No, I don't want to. I don't want to, Charlie. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It is okay, isn't it?
It'll have to be.
Uh-huh.
Anything else? I have a pick to make. Stop distracting me. I'll take the Cleveland defense.
It's already gone.
I got him.
I know. That's why I picked him.
Okay. Oh, you were joking. I forgot that dry sense of humor.
Yeah.
Sense of humor. So dry, it doesn't exist.
Philadelphia defense.
Philadelphia defense. The Eagles defense. And we're working our way back up now, so we go to Rob. Robe speed bump.
Adam Vinatieri.
Kicker for the Patriots.
You're going to like him, Rob. He's been always been a pleasure to have on my team. Got a lot of points from Vinatieri. Over the years, when I was... that was my Super Bowl year. He was my kicker.
Johnny Norman. Johnny Norman's up.
Excuse me.
Oh!
Johnny Norman.
I'll take San Diego's defense.
To Lili. Lee. Looking at Charlie's list.
Being helpful.
Eaton. Lee.
I got my own stuff, too.
Okay. Make your pick.
Fine, then.
All right, then fine.
Well, then fine.
Derek Mason.
To... Mike O'Mara.
Kerry Collins.
Hey!
To Bart Source.
Lavernius Coles.
To moi.
Christing.
Where are your Christing players?
Christ, you know it ain't easy.
Oh, boy, I'm as bad as everybody else. God damn it. Excuse me.
Language.
Joey Galloway.
Position?
Wide receiver.
For the Dallas Cowboys, Joey Galloway.
Two buzz for two picks in a row.
Okay, I'd like to start with kicker Olindo Mare.
Or, as we call him, Mare.
Mare. The old gray mare. She ain't what she used to be. And tight end Todd Heap.
From the Ravens. Good pick.
It is pronounced Heap.
Yeah.
Actually, Heap.
11 of the other ones. All right, to me, Chad Lewis. Eagles.
Hold on a second. Point of order.
What?
Well, Buzz had two picks.
Yeah,
but now it's my turn.
Back up.
Why? Where's the conflict?
I picked Derek Mason, and apparently he was already off the board with the pick from Rob earlier.
Ah, so he was.
Oops. All right, well then.
That would explain why I can't cross it off.
Then, Lisa, you can pick someone else who's not already been taken.
Sorry about that, Lisa.
How many people have picked in that time?
One,
who's been gone?
Four or five.
You haven't missed much.
Kerry Collins, Vernius Coles, Julie Galloway.
Well, that's...
Tough ass.
It wasn't my fault. It's the commissioner's fault for not realizing.
Commissioner, what do you say?
I say I'm sorry. Have a free pick.
There you go.
Jesus Christ.
What do you like?
But at least he gets two picks now, right?
He's not available.
No, you get one pick, and it doesn't matter what the people after me picked, even though they should have to take theirs off the board. But that's okay.
Good.
You know, some would say that it's your responsibility to keep up as well.
You know what I forgot to bring with the Bloody Marys baseball bat?
What? There's another F-bomb being dropped.
Yeah. That's what I was looking for.
All right, Lisa, you get to make up your pick now.
On the clock, 60 seconds.
God damn it.
You take 90 seconds. You've earned it.
I don't think that's right.
And Commissioner.
Commissioner Gordon.
That was that second one I made for you.
A little stronger.
Hey.
Like a tomato martini. Like someone poured a glass of vodka and held a tomato over it.
How is yours, compadre?
I am sick of the Diet Coke this round.
Oh, you are?
Look how full that glass is.
Well, that's no fun.
I'm sorry. I have to drive, Mike.
I understand.
And I have to drive this.
Yes, I know. You have to drive the car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You have to pilot our jet. Me, I'm riding along, navigating. And we're lost
Lisa.
Today.
Yeah, Lisa.
What?
Come on.
Come on now.
God damn, that's why you shouldn't have girls in these things. Really? A guy would just pick like that.
And I got
Jesus.
One.
Stop. 60
come on.
More seconds.
Johnny Morton.
I think he's off the board.
Nope. He's not.
He's not?
Are you sure?
Is everybody sure?
Yes.
Pretty all right.
Sure. Wide receiver.
That was really, really, really not nice.
To Mike.
Lisa, I'm...
Or Bart.
I've done.
Who's that? Oh, it's Bart. Bart's pick.
Santana Moss.
That's because you're queer for the J-E-T-S.
Yes.
Now go, Mike.
Question for Moss.
Let's go with Corin Robinson.
Seattle Seahawks. And hey, guess where we're back to?
Where?
Lisa.
Well, my entire groove has been thrown.
Oh, she's been thrown.
Call Stella.
Oh, I'm
get your groove back. She can help you find your groove.
That's really funny.
She really liked that joke, huh?
Fred Taylor.
Fred B.
Fred T.
Hey,
Freddie's always ready. John Norman.
Thank you.
Johnny Norman. Now watch, Lisa. Watch how a man does this.
Oh, okay.
John Norman. Come on, don't let me down. You fag.
Oh, man, come on.
Armani, it's not a Tuma.
Not Armani, it's Armani.
Whatever.
Armani.
Whatever.
Robe.
Robe.
Rob's scrambling. Hold on a second.
Come on, Rob!
But you feel Lisa, you don't hear me complaining.
Come on, you're holding us up.
Exactly.
Say it like the girls of the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders.
You never miss a jump plan!
Come on, Rob!
Who are you taking, Rob?
I'm taking my time.
Flag.
You're just moving on. Don't forget about me after I've been gone.
Rob?
Yes?
And I take what I find. I don't want no one.
Shall we move past this?
Receiver Marty Booker.
Marty Booker.
Marty with a party.
Marty Booker, not mm-hmm. Booger.
Booker.
And we go to Carlos Broyhill for two back-to-back picks.
Kevin Johnson and Wesley Walls.
Kevin Johnson is gone.
Okay. Look, he gets help if he picks four.
That's because John probably has him.
No.
No? Well, I do want Wesley Walls.
Okay, and?
What did you
do?
Yes, I do.
Charles?
What's up?
J.J. Stokes.
J.J. J.J.J. To John Norman again.
To Rob.
You trade a pick to Rob?
No.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
No, it's Rob.
Oh, Rob, I'm sorry.
All right.
Rob's pick.
Sorry,
come on
Rob
now.
A. Rob
come on
a.
now.
Can we have vodka every day?
Rob A.
What makes you think I have any interest in it at all?
Smelling my belly button.
My belly button.
Button. Button.
My dog's going to take the panties off the stuffed animal.
Rob.
Terrell Davis.
Terrell Davis.
Can you say broken?
Dumb. Now, John.
When do I
get to go again?
Pretty soon.
When do I get to go again? I didn't go yet. I want to go.
Should have gone in the last break.
John Norman.
I didn't have to go then.
I'll take your favorite player, Don, and I'll take Mark Brunell.
Quarterback. He
sucks ass.
He's the worst.
Freddie Jones.
Hey, way to go, Lisa.
Wow.
Way to go, Lisa. Way to go, Lisa Hernda. Freddie Jones, tight end for the Cardinals. To Mike.
Dorsey's leavings.
To Bargio.
Anthony Beck.
Another Jets.
Go figure.
To moi.
All right, who'd you pick?
Anthony Beck. Tight end.
Anthony what?
Beck.
How you pronounce it?
Beck.
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 What is it? T-H-E-C-T-T-Y? What is it?
Beck.
B-E-T-H.
C-E-T-H-T.
Becked.
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 Yeah.
Becked.
Becked.
Ass like Vanderjacked.
Becked.
Kevin Barlow.
Barlow.
49ers, running back.
That's deep.
No, it's not. He's going to get 1,000 yards this year.
And it's deep, baby. Deep.
Buzz, two picks in a row.
My last running back pick, Michael Pittman, Bob's brother.
I took him a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Mike Alstott, then.
All right, good pick.
And my next pick will be, if it's not taken, Kevin Johnson, the wide receiver. It is. All right. Jimmy Smith. It's like roll call. Is Derek Alexander here? Okay. How about...
hold on. Is Derek Alexander available?
Available. He's available? Yeah. Then Derek Alexander it is.
Derek Alexander.
Thank goodness.
All right. To me. To moi.
Christ.
Time. You know it ain't easy. Time's up.
Miami Dolphins defense.
Excellent pick, Don.
Who wants some flapjacks right now?
To Bart.
Jets defense.
Jets D. To Uncle Mike.
I will take Chris Chambers.
Taken. Miami, good pick.
He's been taken.
That's why he's a good pick.
Buzzed it?
Yep.
How about that? Daryl Jackson.
Position?
He's all yours.
Wide receiver.
To Lisa. No pressure.
I'm not feeling any.
Come on, Fabulous Moolah.
New England defense.
To John Norman. Are we almost done?
What?
Yeah, just about.
How many rounds we got left?
I think after this
one and one more.
And one more.
Mm-hmm. Did I mention I think this vodka is a really good idea?
John, that's it. Really time?
Is it really time? I'll take Emmett.
Emmett Smith.
Emmett.
To Robe. See, now Rob has the double job of writing down all the picks and keeping his own picks. Rob, speed bump.
This will shock and amaze you, but the Dallas defense.
Dallas defense. Carlos Broyhill, as we begin the final round, two in a row. He's so funny. He's like me. He's really taking it serious.
Oh, yeah. You got to do it very
serious. He's laughing because he's rubbing his head against the microphone.
Charlie?
His last two picks are important. I don't get any more after this.
Yeah,
right.
And then we'll all done. Get two more picks?
Nope, everybody gets one more after Charlie.
I've misdrafted.
Amazingly, Mike still does not have a quarterback.
I am so
okay.
I need a kicker, a tight end, and a defense. I have one of each.
One pick.
Yes.
I'll take John Carney.
Carney.
Position?
Kicker.
Kicker.
And the San Francisco defense.
All right. To Robe as we wind up the draft. There were two picks there. John Carney and who else? Charlie?
San Francisco.
San Francisco defense. Rob.
Nice fella, good fella, Brett Conway.
Brett Conway, Redskins kicker to Johnny Norman.
Down the audio trail.
Giants defense.
To Lisa.
Why do I always go last?
You're not last.
I am. I'm last on.
No, you're not. There are other people. Bart's after you. I'm after you. Buzz is after you.
I'm last on.
Lisa.
Ryan Longwell.
Green Bay kicker.
Longwell.
And now Mike. Spotlight on you.
Jeff Wilkins. Taken.
Took him long gone.
Okay, well, I didn't know. There are a lot of people picked him.
He's like a kicker from the Rams.
Has the Green Bay defense been taken?
Yeah. Don't you remember when we laughed at Buzz?
No. Yeah. Who's laughing,
part,
who's laughing
this
now?
This is the part where it's all just crap.
Byron Chamberlain.
Gone.
Jesus Christ.
Do you want me to make
Chad it? Lewis.
Gone. Do you want me to make the pick for you?
No. San Francisco defense has been taken. Dallas defense has been taken.
Hey, Ken Dilger.
John Carney.
Just taken. You really going to run out of time?
Seattle's defense.
Just got it in. Bart.
Martin Gramatica.
You are going to be mine. Best.
Your
love
son.
You, son.
Even though you're my son, God, he was my pick.
Mm-hmm. I know. I looked on your cheat sheet.
Mine too.
Did you really? Are you kidding? Did you really look on my cheat sheet?
Is that rat. It? Am I done picking?
Yeah. You rat. All right then. Oh Christ. You know nobody good left. Mm. Nobody good left. Paul Edinger.
Position?
Kicker. Bears. And finally, Buzz.
I'm guessing Jason Elam is already taken.
Yep.
Oh, all right, I was afraid of that.
I took him way back when.
Matt Stover.
Also, there you go.
There you go.
No, all right. He's available. And Matt ladies Stover. And gentlemen, that. Oh, ooh, that's complete.
Man.
Yeah. Hey, can we make some noise in here?
The 2002 draft for the Donna Mike League, which is officially called on CBS Sports Line.
Buzz picks first.
Buzz has the first pick.
Buzz has the first pick.
Buzz has the first pick.
That is the name of our league.
Barring any tedium, can I real quick run down the teams and make sure we're in agreement with who everyone has drafted?
Please.
Okay, Don, for you, I have Kurt Warner, Trent Green.
At the quarterback, two quarterbacks.
Place kicker, Sebastian Janikowski and Paul Edinger.
Yes.
At running back, Michael Pittman, Kevin Barlow.
Right.
At tight end, I have Bubba Franks.
And Chad Lewis.
Ah, that'll be the one I missed. Sorry about that.
For the Eagles.
Defense, St. Louis and the Dolphins.
Right.
And your receiver core, Torrey Holt, Isaac Bruce, Ed McCaffrey, Keenan McCardell, James Thrash, and Joey Galloway.
You got it.
Cool. Buzz.
That is a winning freaking team. I don't care what
sure
anybody says. That is a winning freaking team.
Buzz, your quarterback.
Plane goes down.
I have Drew Bledsoe and Michael Vick.
Right.
Place kickers, Orlando Moore and Matt Stover.
Mare.
I like to pronounce it the way the owner does. running backs, Marshall Faulk, Stephen Davis, Warwick Dunn, Mike Allstott.
Mm-hmm.
Tight ends, Ernie Conwell and Todd Heap.
Right.
Team defense, Packers and the Redskins. And wide receivers, Terry Glenn, Daryl Jackson, Chris Chambers, and Derek Alexander.
Exactly.
Cool.
Those are the anchors.
Bart Soares at quarterback. Rich Gannon, Jake Plummer, and Tim Couch. Place kickers, John Hall and Martin Gramatica.
Running
Martin,
back.
Martin Gramatica.
Is it really Martin?
Yes.
God,
football players. Yeah.
Running backs. Amon Green and
Not
Bennett.
Better.
M. Bennett, whoever that is. Michael Bennett.
Yeah.
Tight ends, Marcus Pollard and Anthony Becht. Team defense, Tampa Bay and the Jets, and your receivers, David Boston, Tim Brown, Plaxico Burress, Lavernius Coles, and Santana Moss.
Nice draft.
Thank you.
Not Santana Dotson, though.
No. Okay. He's on IR.
He has a bad heel.
Mike O'Mara.
Brett Favre, Jay Fiddler, and Kerry Mason?
Collins.
Why did I write? Jesus.
Kerry Mason.
You know, it'd be funnier if he spelled Collins with a K. Place kicker, Jason Elam. Running back, Sean Alexander, Anthony Thomas, Garrison Hurst, and Dorsey Levins.
Yes.
Tight end, Jeremy Shockey.
Mm-hmm.
Nice draft on that. Team defense, Cleveland and Seattle. And your receivers, Dwayne Bates, Hines Ward, Peerless Price, Corin Robinson, and Daryl Jackson.
There you go. A couple of young guys in there. They're going to have a great year.
Yeah.
This is the sleeper team, ladies and gentlemen, that's actually going to win the league this year. I'd like you all to remember I said this.
Mm-hmm.
And the Red Sox are not going to the playoffs.
Who's next, Rob?
Team Lisa Herndon. And the commissioner would like to extend an official apology to Team Lisa Herndon. Jeff Garcia, Steve McNair at quarterback, David Akers and Ryan Longwell, Priest Holmes, Corey Dillon, Travis Henry, and Fred Taylor, tight ends Byron Chamberlain, Freddie Jones, Pittsburgh and New England defense, and wide receivers Terrell Owens, Joe Horn, Jimmy Smith, and Johnny Morton. Good enough. Team John Norman, Donovan McNabb, Aaron Brooks, and Mark Brunell at quarterback, place kicker Jeff Wilkins, running backs Ricky Williams, someone named Tomlinson with a first name I couldn't spell.
Damian.
Tomlinson.
You better get those names right, Buster.
I'll check it online soon.
Who are you?
I'm Marcus Dawkinson.
Eddie George, Clinton Portis, and Emmett Smith.
Clinton Portis.
I'm sorry.
Sharpen your pencil, Buster Brown.
Bone, this is Norm Peterson.
Tight end Frank Wycheck, team defense San Diego and the Giants, and the wide receivers Keyshawn Johnson, Eric Molds, Troy Brown, and Amani Toomer.
You're on your game today there, Buster.
Team Rob Spiewak, with many injured people and some people that might not even play this year. Dante Culpepper and Brian Greasy, place kickers Adam Vinatieri, who Mike says was highly recommended.
Yes.
Brett Conway, running backs Curtis Martin, Tiki Barber, Deuce McAllister, and Terrell Davis.
Right.
Tight ends Tony Gonzalez, not yet signed, and Shannon Sharp. Team defense Chicago and Dallas, and wide receivers Randy Moss, Derek Mason, Kevin Johnson, and Marty Booker.
Hey, Buzz, really?
Yes.
I think Rob has a worse team than you.
Really?
Is that possible? Rob has one guy who's holding out,
right.
And another guy.
The tight end, right, Tony Gonzalez?
And another guy, Terrell Davis, who pretty much has already announced he's retiring. And
yeah, nothing about that on the team website, by the way. I actually did some research. When I went into this, all I wanted to do was not look like an ass.
Yeah.
Well, maybe next year.
And Broyhill.
Team Broyhill, Peyton Manning and Cordell Stewart. Mike Vander Gadgetit and John Carney, Edgerrin James, Antonio Smith. Is it Antonio?
Antoine
Smith. Jeremy Bettis, Deuce Staley.
Jerome Bettis.
Did I say, Jeremy?
Yeah.
Right.
Thank you, Rob.
Thank you. Tight end Wesley Walls, defenses of Philadelphia and San Francisco, and wide receivers Marvin Harrison, Rod Smith, Rice, and Mathis.
All right,
and J.J. Stokes.
You got J.J. Stokes? All right, ladies and gentlemen, that's it.
Made the best team win. It's going to be a long season, and of course, you're going to hear all about it. And we hope that at home, we could have helped you draft your fantasy team by paying attention to us. If you're writing some of these selections down, hopefully you're going to have a strong season in your fantasy league at home.
Now, believe it or not, there are tons of people who want to debate the choices.
Excellent.
Fine,
and, whatever.
I know we should break first,
yes.
And then we will come back and debate the choices. And I am ready for your accolades. I am ready for you to massage my brain. I am ready. Because I'm telling you now.
You said this last year, too.
No, but hear me now, Charlie.
He says it every year.
Right. On August 14th. But unlike the Red Sox bets, occasionally I come through.
Right.
This team will be the winner this year.
Okay, you said that when you had all of the Rams last time, and what happened?
I went 15-1.
And I beat you in the final.
Oh, God. I am willing to put
you
money
You are a juggernaut,
up.
But I am a dynasty.
Subtle difference.
I was a juggernaut.
Yes, you were.
And gentlemen, look over here, because you're looking...
You're not going to pay attention.
...at a sleeper.
Right. No, yeah. You'll sleep right after
you sleep. Yeah, you're a sleeper, Mike. That's right.
That's right. No, I'm not planning on spending as much time out on the golf course. I'm going to be in bars this year watching the game.
Yeah, there you go.
No, I S you not, so I will be paying attention this year.
You'll be drunk in the bars not knowing what happened.
No, I can be drunk and know what happens. You know that.
I know.
Obviously, I feel great about my team. Charlie feels great about his... Barn, how do you feel about your team?
Pretty good.
Pretty good. John Norman.
I think I did okay.
Lily.
Yo.
Yo, how do you think you did?
So-so, the princesses will hold their own.
How about you, Robé?
Well, as I said, I ended up looking like an ass.
And Buzz?
I don't know.
All right, we'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I was nervous. I had fears of him maybe being gay. So I decided that I would get him involved in every sport there was available.
The Don and Mike Show. You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
You never miss a jump flip.
Good day to you, sir. I said good day.
Good day.
The Don and Mike Show.
Mike, did you slide that screen my way just a little bit? And Joe Ardinger, there's no need to put five people on the screen who want to say the same thing. That's right, Joe. Apparently there was a discrepancy in the draft.
Uh-oh.
Bonzo.
Yeah, hey, Don and Mike.
Hi, Bonzo.
Mike, you picked the same guy that Buzz picked a couple of rounds ago, Daryl Jackson.
Oh, my. Rob, do you still have your big board?
I do, as a matter of fact. Hold on.
Well, you know, it's amazing that people are paying this close attention.
Yeah.
That might have been, I threw all my stuff away. So, I mean, I'll make
already.
It up. I mean, that's like my fourth or fifth receiver. You know, everybody's getting a little too uptight about this.
Yeah.
You've had so much to drink.
Yeah. Not really. not when you really consider, you know, me.
Right.
You know, you're talking about...
For the normal
this
human...
This would be a quiet evening.
Wow.
This would be bedtime.
Okay.
All right.
Rob?
Looking at this orderly chart, I don't know how an error could have happened. But what was the player in question?
Daryl Jackson.
Well, Mike has it. And so does Buzz.
Yes.
There you go. Who picked him first?
Buzz did, so Mike, you are, you can pick another wide receiver. Buzz, Mike picked him on the last round.
Right, Mike?
No, I didn't.
Rod Gardner.
The last it's the last wide receiver that you picked.
Mike, here you go. I'll give you some choices.
All right.
Wide receiver. Let me go to my list. Second.
That sucks. That really sucks.
I'm sorry, Mike.
Rob, you had a lot. I'm not going to blame you because you had a tremendous amount to keep track of.
Mike.
And you had to pick. That's almost impossible.
You could choose from.
I know if anyone did that, they'd pick, like, injured guys and guys that are holding out.
Rod Gardner and the Redskins.
Done.
Lucian Muhammad.
Rod Gardner, the Redskins.
Rod Gardner.
As a matter of fact, I believe I may have come out ahead in that.
There you
passing
go.
Offense, fantastic.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, take it easy.
No fuss, no. Boy, really? I didn't think he was available. Good.
Hello, Don and Mike's show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, can I ask a big, big favor of you?
Yeah.
I love Mike, love him to death. He for me, he makes the show. He kills me. But would it be too much to ask to let the man drink every day?
He does.
I mean, on the show.
Sir, let me let you in on my secret. Either before or from the night after, there's always a bit of alcohol in my system.
All right.
Playing around, and I will let you in on a secret. Wednesday is happy day.
Okay.
In the O'Mara house.
Welcome.
All right.
So thank you, and I appreciate your kind words, sir.
Thank you, Mike.
I bid you adieu.
All right. Good day, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
What a wonderful call. What a wonderful call.
There's the log.
So funny. So bombed. So funny. No, not by normal standards.
No.
Not by a mortal man standards.
No,
are you bombed?
Yeah, I didn't have a big breakfast this morning.
I had tomatoes for breakfast. Liquid tomato.
another bottle.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, Buzz is kind of into it, too.
Very much so.
Rob, did you finish yours yet?
More than you know.
The fire department came and put tape up around it.
I couldn't get drunk. My kid was here.
You can leave a message if you like.
I know. I can't get a hold of my wife. I got to tell you, the discussion we had. Oh, more calls? Hi. Oops. Donna Mike. Hello. Well, never mind. All those people just dropped off. The discussion we had last night in my home.
Yes.
I was out of my mind about the draft.
Sure.
You really do get into it. I really do. And I came down and I showed her this piece of paper. It says, I've got the mock draft. I said, and if it falls out like this, I'm going to be out of my mind happy. And as it turns out, I ended up getting 7 of the first 8 picks that I had wanted.
Which is pretty strong when you're doing a fantasy draft. That's pretty good.
I was discussing this with her, and she, for whatever reason, there was some show on PBS Monday night, another one of these Dominic Chopra guys, you know, one of these
Deepak Chopra,
yeah,
yes.
One of these Dr. Phil guys.
Right.
Hold on, someone wants to argue? I'd be glad to argue.
Never happens.
Put him on, bring him on.
Don,
yeah.
You picked the Rams defense.
Yeah.
Didn't they get average like 20 points in last year?
Hey, douche, it's defense and special teams.
Oh, so you expect the special teams to override the crappy defense you just picked?
And the Rams defense last year?
Yeah.
Last year?
Last year.
Last year, number 4 rated.
All around?
Number 4 in the NFL.
On passing and rushing, what about points scored?
Sir, F you.
F you too.
F you. Okay.
Well, that went well.
So anyway.
Man. What an ass.
Don and Mike, hello.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
I want to talk to Lisa.
Hi. Well, she's back in the other room. I have to make a point to tell Philly.
Hey, this is your,
hold on a second, please. This is the last chance for Philly to get your entries in.
We're going
to
pick a winner very shortly.
Yes. To the Las Vegas Style Show at your house. We are going to narrow the field down to 3 contestants.
How are we
going to
do it? Are we going to do the vote thing? Or
we're just going to decide. You and I are going to decide, and then we're going to call each of the 3 people and pick the winner.
Good.
And we're going to somebody's house Friday night in Philadelphia to do a Las Vegas-style show.
Excellent.
Last chance to enter Philadelphia if you fax us information at 800-636-6410. I'm sorry, what did you want? Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, I called yesterday about offering Tom a ride up there to Philly.
I think Tom got a ride. I think he got a ride with the guy that gives us the finger.
Yeah, right. That's me.
Why didn't you identify?
Why are you calling back?
Well, Lisa says she's going to give him my number, and I have not heard anything from him.
Why don't you just wait? It's only, what is today, Wednesday?
Wednesday.
Yeah.
And why are you calling us on the air about that?
Like I said, I want to talk to Lisa, not you guys.
Dumbass, call the business line. That's what Lisa just said in my headphones.
Yeah,
you didn't want to talk to us.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
That's,
you know, we gave him a special exemption to get into that party, and I think he ought to be just a little bit nicer.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I have a proposal for the coaches in the league here.
Yes.
Okay.
I want to try and put money down on one team against the 7 other coaches in the league.
All right, go ahead.
That the one team is gonna win the league.
All right.
I want to put $20 against each of the other coaches that Lisa's team is going to win.
Boy, Lisa has gotten the overwhelming support. Do you think it's because everybody wants to do Lisa? Do you think that's the reason?
No, I think so. It can't hurt. I can honestly say that. But no, I really think she's got a well-rounded team here.
Uh-huh. I'll take you on that.
Okay, so I got Don.
Yeah, I'm in.
I'm in for $20. Mike's in for $20.
20 and Mike. Okay.
Now, I'll tell you, you're
taking... Anybody else confident?
I'll just tell you one thing. When I jump in on a bet, your odds increase like 20-fold.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hold on. Rob, are you in?
No, not me. My team sucks.
No, Rob's not in. All
that
right.
Might be
Rob's
another reason.
Rob's got a good team, too, though.
No, Rob doesn't have a good team.
That
Hold
might
on.
Be another reason that I'm kind of dragging today is because I stayed up late last night to watch my beloved Red Sox on the West Coast.
They lose?
Yeah, they lost. They lost horribly.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I'm sorry.
Hey, I just wanted to defend your selection of the Rams defense on 2 points. Lovie Smith is their defensive coordinator. He came over from Tampa Bay, who obviously has the best defense. And also, they score a lot of touchdowns because opposing teams are usually down in the fourth quarter.
Right.
And they force a lot of turnovers, and they get a lot of interceptions returned for touchdowns.
Thank you, my friend. Listen, my philosophy is very simple.
Fantasy football has changed
the entire way that people root for people in the NFL?
I have put virtually all of my eggs in the Rams basket.
Right.
That's it. Kurt Warner, Torrey Holtz, Isaac Bruce, Rams defense, and special teams. I will live or die with them this year.
Well, and if Seattle has a decent year, I think my team will do well. But Seattle's got, Trent Dilfer that went down, right?
Yeah. How many Seahawks do you have?
I think I've got three.
All right, well, then that would be your team. Roy Hill is heavily...
But then again, my running back, my starting running back is a Seahawk, and that's good that Trent Dilfer went out, right? Because they're going to go more to the running game now. No?
No.
All right, so I was just taking a guess.
And
I don't know from Adam.
Roy Hill is heavily invested in the Indianapolis Colts.
The Miami Dolphins are also... I've got two Dolphins that are significant. Here, gentlemen, in control.
Don and Mike, hello.
And the New York Times.
Hello.
Sleeper.
Hello.
Hey, this is Aaron from Washington.
Hi, Aaron.
I have a question.
Yeah.
About the whole Philadelphia, Las Vegas-style show.
Yeah.
Us here in Washington also gave you good ratings, too. We're kind of taking it, don't you think?
Nope. No, you're not.
No, you got something big around the corner. We just had to move the date. And that's the we got the ratings in Philadelphia first,
right?
And so we wanted to schedule a Las Vegas style show for both Washington and Philly, right.
and Baltimore
because that didn't come through in Atlantic City, and we're going to have to wait. We still wanted to do something in Philadelphia, which we've never done before, and they've never had a Las Vegas style show.
And we are going to have a Las Vegas style show in Atlantic City for D.C., Philadelphia, and Baltimore.
Oh, I'm still having that.
Yeah, and we would do one in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
You tell me a bar, a theater, an arena that we'd be allowed into to do the show, and I'll do it.
We actually stopped doing them because it was so difficult for the owners of these places. They got so much heat. In some cases, after we would leave, they would shut these people down because we'd give the people an excuse, even though we didn't do anything that wasn't just fun. And it just became prohibitive to do these things. But we know that everything springs forward from Washington. We never forget that, and don't ever think that we forget.
And we will have the Vegas show in Atlantic City, including bus service for about 100 listeners from D.C. to Atlantic City.
Awesome. You guys rock. That's for Tim.
Thank you, my friend.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. See you later. Hello, Don and Mike. Oops. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hi.
Hey, I'd just like to tell you that I'm pretty surprised that nobody's picking Buzz as a sleeper.
Yeah, me too. I'm, in fact, shocked.
But I'm also surprised nobody picked the Baltimore Ravens defense.
Well, okay, let's see. Who do they have left? They have Ray Lewis.
Well, that's about it.
Right. Goodbye. Goodbye. True. So, let me briefly tell you about this thing with my wife last night.
Okay.
That, and I mentioned this to her, God love her, we've got a library at our house, and I am not asking you when I say a library of self-help books.
Right.
Now, I've come to her in recent days, and I've said, since we had our last Come to Jesus meeting about 8 weeks ago,
right,
about me being jollier,
right,
have I not been jollier? And she said, yes, you've been fantastic. I said, well, then why are you sitting by yourself very pensively reading this book? And it's some book about being a better person, being one-on-one with the universe, making sure that you're doing something positive from this life into the next life.
Right.
And I said to her, I said, F that. And she said, well, now, see, I can't discuss this with you. And I said, sure you can discuss it with me. I've embraced the philosophy of living the now, that I'm going to be happy every day, and that we've got a great life, and we're going to do fine throughout this entire life. Yet you're sitting here, you know, all pensive, reading yet another self-help book about, you know, how you can better yourself. I said, what are you doing, Mike?
I'm agreeing with you.
Toasting me. I said,
hey, you know, I mean, I agree with the part about living the now.
I said to her, I said,
amen, brother.
Last night I said, I'm happy. I said, you know why I'm happy? And I pulled out this paper. I said, I just spent 2 hours doing a mock draft, and I'm happy because I think I might be able to get some of these players. I said to her last night.
How do you do that?
When we were in the middle of a...
How do you know who's going to draft what? Yeah. And does that work?
You go through and you say, with the first pick, mm-hmm. Buzz will take Marshall Faulk.
Right, right.
Second pick, I will take Kurt Warner.
You go. You do that much work for it?
Third pick, I thought would be Peyton Manning. It wasn't. But you figure out where the quarterbacks will go, where right. the running backs will go.
Right.
And, you know, I figured with the 15th pick, I would take Torrey Holt. I did. 23rd pick, I take Isaac Bruce. Mm-hmm. I did. Mm-hmm. So anyway, blah, blah, blah. I'm going on. And I say to her, I said, have you ever considered the fact that maybe, just maybe, but the people who advance into the next life are the dummies like me. The people who are happy with fantasy football.
Right.
I said, I'm not reading a self-help book about Gandhi and all this other crap. And here's another thing she said. She was talking about her friends. That she's looking in introspectively because she's concerned about her friends, that she's not open enough with her friends. She does. I said, F that. I said, you're the CEO of you.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't like your friends.
That sounds like it's out of a book, too.
That's a self-help title.
No, but really, I meant that. I said, really, you're the CEO of you.
I like that.
If you don't like some people, don't hang out with them. Big effing deal.
Right.
Don't, you know, who cares? You don't have to be friends with everybody,
right.
And then we had this discussion for about 30 minutes, and I said, all right, I'm going to go back up on the computer now, but just think about this. What if, in the next life, all the people are dumb, happy guys like me? And she said to me, in the next life, you will be my dog.
Wow.
That's pretty heavy duty.
Ouch.
And later in the evening,
did she say it angrily?
No.
She hit you with a paper?
No, it was just, in the next life, you'll be my dog.
Hey, Buzz, you've had some vodka too, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, yes, I have.
You like me a lot more chatty than you normally are.
So I came back into the living room.
You noticed that, Rob?
Yeah.
About a half hour later, uh-huh. I come back in the living room, yeah. And I said something to her like, are you in a better mood now? And she said, I'm in a fine mood now.
Fine mood.
And I said, you know what? Forget it. Because I'm the only guy who's not drunk right now doing this show.
What? No.
Never mind.
Buzz was just talking
I'm
a lot
focused.
More.
Never mind. No. Buzz, you're drunk.
A little.
Mike's drunk. Rob's drunk. Yeah. No, you're drunk. Never mind.
Well, I want to know how this ends.
Never
I always
mind.
Felt that God rewarded.
You know what I did yesterday?
Hateful.
What?
What?
I bought something that you're going to think is super jive, even though you don't go see the band.
What?
I bought it for convenience.
What?
Believe me when I tell you this, okay?
What?
Believe me when I tell you this, that when I go out and I do a band gig, one of the things that we do is that I talk in between a couple of songs. Now he's sitting back and he's not on the microphone. What were you saying? Go ahead.
I want to know what happened after she said you'd be a dog in the next life. Her dog.
Go ahead, guys.
No, I...
Go ahead, Mike.
Now I can hear you on microphone.
Go ahead.
I bought me one of them microphones that attaches to your head.
And, a headset mic.
It's so jive, but it's so functional.
You're like Madonna now.
I am. Because I never could get the microphone down there. He wants to comment badly. He's making a statement right now, but he wants to comment badly on this. But what did your wife say after she said she'd hit you like a dog?
She never said that.
What else? Say that.
No, I said the hitting part.
What?
And you don't care, and he doesn't care.
I care. I want to know.
Rob cares.
Never mind. No.
Rob, do you care?
I do. Definitely. No,
the listening audience
cares. Then I will tell him during the commercial.
The listening audience wants to know.
No, too bad.
So how did the date end?
Well, like you'll remember.
I will.
I will.
Like you'll remember.
I will. Look, this is empty. It's going to be the bad hours of the show now coming up.
Well, you got no more to fill it back up with?
No, as I start that long road back to sobriety.
Don and Mike, hello.
So
hey, guys,
miserable.
Wonderful show.
What can we do for you?
Hey, Golden Boy, you're not going to sleep in your car tonight, are you?
No, man, don't worry about that. But listen, you know, you sound like you got a little attitude. You want to...
No, not at all. I really love you guys.
All right, go ahead. Anything else?
What, did you want to fight the guy?
Yeah, I want to fight him right now.
I don't want to fight you, Golden Boy.
Yeah, it's just the way you say, Golden Boy. It really pisses me off.
Okay, man.
Don and Mike.
Your mother.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Whoa! Don, what do you need? I'll bring it to you.
I don't need anything.
You need something. You got to fit in with these guys. It's going really well.
No, listen to me. Somebody has to be in control of the show today.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right.
Somebody has to be standing here
and I get a free
running
pass.
The show today.
I get a free pass because I went out and bought all this stuff.
Yeah, right.
You know, I mean, everybody knows my problem. Everybody knows that, you know, once I start, it's not going to stop.
Not a mic.
Hey, is this Paul Harvey? I want to know the rest of the story.
Yeah. Get out of here.
What happened, though? Seriously.
I lost my train of thought.
She was talking about you being her dog in the afterlife. And how did it end? How did the discussion end?
Here's how the story ended.
Okay.
I said, hey, honey, Mike bought one of those Madonna-like headsets.
Wow.
You're not going to believe this.
There you go. Okay.
Hello.
Touché.
If she's going to beat your dog in the next life, then...
See, the listeners are drunk, too.
I need another Bloody Mary.
Okay, bye-bye. Listen, Philly, we will start selecting a winner in the Las Vegas-style show at your home contest in the next break.
Yay. Very exciting.
Okay?
Ready. That sounded lucid, didn't it? I didn't sound bombed when I said that. Do I sound bombed? Do I sound like I'm a little inebriated here?
You look it.
Well, I am. There, it can be said. Let the glorious news be spread. Mike O'Mara's got a drunk head.
Clever.
Clever? Hey, okay, Rosie. And Rob, I'd like to point out your cheeks, which unfortunately you have never been able to hide the fact when you get bombed because, like, you break the vessels under your eyes.
Oh, my
goodness. Look at Rob's cheeks.
That's just a stroke.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to talk to Mike about his belligerence.
My belligerence, yeah, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, Mike, this is the problem with drinkers, man. Y'all get too angry when you're drunk. I heard you trying to fight the other guy. You need to smoke some weed.
Hey, F you.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Moving wrong.
Hello.
Hey, Radio Gods, how you doing?
We're doing okay.
Wanted to tell you Linda Thompson and Joe Esposito are on Larry King this Friday night.
I saw Joe Esposito on the Today Show.
Rob and I were talking on the phone this morning watching Katie Couric down at Graceland.
Joe Esposito was on Larry King last week.
Isn't it kind of a drag to see him with Katie Couric when it's such a legitimate interview?
Yeah.
When we have made fun of Joe Esposito for so long, and you see him sitting in the back of one of Elvis's Cadillacs, being interviewed by Katie Couric, trying to appear like the whole thing is legit.
Elvis' death day.
Yeah, and we're going to plot all the good stories with... Latter-day, I think, behavior around Graceland. Talking through bread, Elvis not giving up his flashlight, and, of course, champagne flutes full of narcotic coffee.
Love it.
Also, Mike, I wanted to ask you if you liked the Sinatra tape.
What Sinatra? Yes, I did. Yes, I'm giving a thumbs up. Rob told me to give. What tape are you talking about?
I gave you a Sinatra tape, and I gave Don the Beach Boys one.
Mm-hmm. When?
This has been about a week or two.
Hold on a second.
I never got it.
Are you covering for Rob? I'm not.
I never got the tape either.
In the office.
It was addressed to me, and I guess Rob opened it, right?
What?
Hey, everybody's getting on Rob right now.
Buzz is drunk, too.
They're in the office.
What happened?
I saw Cotton Pig and Todd Morgan on CNN
today. How did you send the thing along, sir?
I sent it to Buzz.
I hate being the only guy who's not drunk.
I just hate it.
I hate being the only guy who's not drunk.
I know how to fix that.
Shut up, you.
Hey, Joe.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. From the 1860s to the 1990s, he's the medicine man that will cure what ails you.
Mm, that hand looks a little swollen.
What do you mean?
This will just take me a minute.
That's good doctoring.
He's Don Geronimo, Civil War surgeon.
Hello, m'lady. Can I help you?
No, I'm just waiting for a friend.
You know, your eyes do seem a little bit bloodshot.
Really?
I can fix that.
his stovepipe hat and his black leather bag. He likes to make house calls.
Son, you look a little under the weather.
Well, my nose is runny.
Not anymore.
Don Geronimo, Sybil Ward, Surgeon, Wednesday nights on ABC, right after Ellen.
The Don and Mike Show.
Age to the...